Hello and welcome to episode 259 of the Heart of Markness Led Zeppelin podcast. Howdy, I'm Mark. Well, it was last week for me now, but who knows when you're listening to this. So let's say March 22nd, 2024, in the state of Tennessee, in the town of, I didn't look it up, John Paul Jones went to the Big Ear Music Festival, where he played on all three nights of the weekend gig. I'm assuming it's a weekend if it was on three nights. And on those three nights, he played with Sons of Chipotle, one of his little bands. He played a solo set, which is what we're addressing right now. And he played an avant-garde free jazz noise improv set with Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. He's a Renaissance man. And it was amazing. All of it's amazing. He's amazing. So, basically, the show started with Jonesy rising from underneath the stage, playing a 1928 Wurlitzer organ, the house organ for the venue, and he played this.
Thank you.
That was pretty badass, and you can tell when he rose from the stage, when the audience, because he started playing organ first, and then he rose and the audience went crazy. Now, on this recording, which I will share with you, you can go to heartofmarkness.com and get this whole set for free. And let me read that to you. Whoops. Hang on one second. Hello, honey.
Oh, you can come.
Sorry, super unprofessional. That was my daughter. I am going to visit her in treatment today. She's doing amazing. She's ridiculously happy. She's ridiculously healthier. She's learning a lot of shit. We're learning a lot of shit as a family. And, yeah, health, 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 and happiness. Good things. All right. Yes, so Jonesy rose up. Whoop. Like the Wizard of Oz, who doesn't rise up, but he still has that thing. Playing this organ. Crowd goes crazy. And this recording that I have, which is at heartofmarkness.com, it's quiet in places, but there are areas of every track where it's so loud that there's clipping, and that worried me until I realized that those loud areas with clipping were applause, which made me very happy because nothing is lost musically, and we get to hear happy people. Man. So here is the set list as I have it. Your Time Is Gonna Come, which you just heard. Then he plays No Quarter on the piano. Down to the River to Pray on the triple neck Manson mandolin monstrosity. Looks like the Spinal Tap multi, you know, bass neck thing, but it's cool. Ramble On, a bass clinic on that. When the Levee Breaks on his horrifying bass lap steel. Since I've Been Loving You, piano. Improvisation, piano. Going to California, tuba. No, mandolin. And then unknown title, which is actually Down to the River to Pray, Down by the River to Pray. It's on Zuma. It's beautiful. You're going to hear it because it's beautiful. All right. What are we going to play next? What are we going to play next? Dudes and Dudettes. So, yes, go to heartofmarkness.com and you can get that. Let's listen to Since I've Been Loving You, played on the grand piano. And this isn't going to be like 15 minutes of fucking around. This is like 4.5 minutes. He doesn't waste time. He gets the point across. All right. Since I've Been Loving You, grand piano, John Paul Jones, Earth. very nice and like lounge act-y in a good way. Just, it's Jonesy. You could hear it and you could feel it and you could, I got a taste of that Zeppelin, man. I got a little bit of that Zeppelin tingle, a little bit of that Zeppelin magic is coming through, in a very specific way. That he is, Jonesy is kind of the secret sauce. And, that he is the torchbearer of the Led Zeppelin magic in this instance, because, man, the casual virtuosity. I love it. And let's jump again to another thing off the grand piano, which he masterfully played, to the bass, on which he is rather a dilettante. No, he's a god. And this is a little bit of a rambled underfoot, isolated bass demo, and it's badass. Where else? Who else could play the bass line to a song at a show and have it be a legit thing that people enjoy? I mean, Roger Waters couldn't be like, okay, here I am, I'm going to play the bass comfortably numb and nothing else. Boom. Ba-boom. You know, Jonesy, he's got some, he's got a little pepper there. All right, here we go. Ramble on, friendos. March 22nd, 2024.
The artist 18 minutes, i.e. all the less important parts like guitar, voices, and give you some isolated bass. Sorry, wrong song. other parts were more important than I was getting.
Pretty fucking cool. And he's self-effacing and charming as well. What a man. What a mouse. What a mouse. Remember that? Mighty Mouse? All right. That was pretty damn good. You know what else is pretty damn good? This podcast, which you are listening to. So thank you for listening to it. It's important, you know. And you can find it anywhere you find podcasts, which you know because you found it. Did you also know that there is a Facebook group called The Heart of Markness, which you are welcome to join and talk to other people who like the podcast, love Led Zeppelin, love classic rock, all that cool shit, live music, etc., etc. Avail yourself of that resource. I'm also on Twitter as Heart of Markness and on YouTube as Heart of Markness. So there's Heart of Markness spread everywhere. There's also the aforementioned website, heartofmarkness.com, which is where I post the links to the shows that I cover most of the time. There's only a couple that I wasn't able to. So, out of the 300, almost 400 episodes I've done, because I've done bonus episodes too, you can go to Heart of Markness and find just about all those shows. So, do that. That's what it's for. Etc. And that is all because of the patronage and support of these titans upon whose shoulders rests this humble yet mighty podcast, my patrons. And if you are interested in being in that number, go to patreon.com/heartofmarkness or hit the Patreon banner at heartofmarkness.com when you're grabbing those shows. So a Laurel and Hardy handshake go out to Keith and Tilda, Steve, George, Big Ed, Kenny, John from West Footscray, Picard, Rob from Melbourne, Australia, Wayne, Brad, Dan, Yell, Tracy, Other David, Supreme David, Bonzo, Billy, and Mimo. Thank you for being my friends. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Thanks to them. You're listening to this. I can share that stuff. I can post it, pay for the website, all that stuff. Thanks to them. God bless them. All right. We are now moving along. This is not going to be a long episode. All right. Good enough. It's going to, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. All right. What we have now is the pinnacle, the main act, the grand finale. We have Down to the River to Pray, which is Jonesy with his triple neck Manson mandolin bass monstrosity doing a, redoing the song from, I think it was on Zuma. And dude, it is amazing. It's loops. He starts with the simple stuff and just loops it and loops it and loops it and loops it with a delay or a looping thing. And then it becomes this incredible thing. And there comes a point where it just breaks open. And it becomes, you hear it as a Zeppelin song. You hear Zeppelin and you're, I'm waiting for Robert. This age, contemporary Robert, Lion in Winter Robert, stepping forward with a big furry thing like Ned Stark to sing, and current 80-year-old Jimmy playing guitar behind it like in Going to California, and just, and Bonzo on like the Bodrum or something. And it's just there, and it's there, and it nourishes my soul the same as the very best of Zeppelin, and it was incredibly moving when I heard it the first time, and I hope you have that same experience too. Here we go. Down to the River to Pray.
Thank you.
What'd you think? It's a slow build, but then it turns into this magnificent, magnificent thing. If you can see the video, there's cell phone video all over YouTube. Excuse me, give me one second. I'm going to cough. There we go. Much better. It builds and builds and builds layer upon layer upon layer. I mean, I hope you reached a point like I did where suddenly it became, I mean, I could hear Zeppelin through it, which means I was hearing Jonesy. But it got to a point where, yeah, I just wanted Robert to step up and just start singing. Present day Robert. They could work on this. But anyway, that's what it was. That's Jonesy. I don't have any of the Thurston Moore or Son of a Chipotle sets. But that was neat. There's magic in the air. There's still magic in Zeppelin, even though Jonesy is 78. He still kicks ass and does cool shit all the time. And he's just remarkable. And JCM, the Led Zeppelin channel that does all those documentaries, did one on Jonesy on this specific show and this specific festival already. That launched, I think it launched yesterday or this morning. So watch that. It goes into much more in-depth. You can see video of the things, some of the other things that he did, and just a reminder of some of the other things he's done. There's stuff that they showed in that video that I wasn't even aware of. That's just, he's amazing. We know he's a genius, but he's our genius, but he is just out of this world, man. So thank you for going on this journey. This is a shorter episode than usual, but it still counts. And I will be back next Sunday, with more Led Zeppelin fun. And it won't be an outlier like this. We'll be back to, probably back to good old Led Zeppelin, I think. So thank you for listening. Please be good to yourself. Please be good to each other. Please be good to yourselves and each other. Yeah, there you go. That sounded weird. Anyways, be good, be nice, go to bed. Everybody be good. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.